to the Wine Vault. In tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all try Becky's favorite wine, Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc, a wine she loves so much that she actually becomes violent when people dislike it. So sit back, relax, and pray for Rob's soul on tonight's Wine Vault. Everybody to the Wine Vault. Tonight is a very special night, folks. I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver. Say hello, sir.
Hello, folks.
I am also joined by the Triple B. Say hello.
Good evening. Hello.
Ladies.
And gentlemen.
Well, and gentlemen, too. I'm sorry, however, the superstar is unavailable tonight. He's once again back in, is it rehab or something? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, his liver put him in time.
Superstars, the way they are, I mean, they're just so fanciful.
He's just out superstarring.
He's out super. Well, we really don't want to know what he's doing. That's kind of the point. But we're here regardless, folks. And tonight we have a very dangerous episode. A very dangerous episode.
Dangerous for who?
It's dangerous
for Rob.
Everyone.
It's dangerous for you.
Well, tonight, folks, we're going to see...
If he could blush, he would be blushing.
I think he is blushing.
Tonight we're truly going to see ass kissing in its fine, pristine, clear form.
The question is, who will that be doing the ass kissing?
We all know, folks, that I am of the utmost integrity, and I will not be swayed. But the wine, folks, the wine tonight is a problem. Tonight we are drinking 2016... Kim Crawford, Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. Now,
Marlboro.
Yes, you'd say, Rob, why in the hell is an innocent little Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand so dangerous?
Well, Rob, why is an innocent Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand so dangerous?
You're wearing a very fanciful outfit.
If
tonight.
He could,
you
have,
almost have like you look like what would it?
If Rob Ricky could Martin. Have shot. Like lightning bolts out of his eyes. Do you just
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
By the way, you were so excited until I said who you look
no,
like.
No, I love it. Ricky Martin's a very class, snazzy dresser.
Okay, well, you know, except for the American hat. But other than
That's
that.
Phenomenal.
Wow.
Nevertheless, it's the Triple B's
Rob is so
favorite
anxious.
Wine.
He can't.
Yeah. It's her favorite wine. Well, no.
Charlie Old
Vine.
It's my favorite white.
It's your favorite white, but your second favorite wine, probably. And she calls it
Kimmy.
And I've heard you've heard referred to Kimmy before.
Kimmy!
What she's referring to. Now,
she's the love of my life.
Okay.
I don't know about the 16, though, which makes me really nervous.
In fairness, I don't know if there's a real Kim Crawford.
I think she has
died. Of course
died.
There is. It
could be like a Dear Abby or something.
It's like as Henry says, I think she's passed her way.
Passed her way? Yeah. Well, nevertheless, folks, when we come back.
I think she was like the... Robert Mondavi, like a long time ago.
Okay. Well, they're very, very rich. So
that's not why I love her, though.
No. Well, it's a good reason to, though. Good. Nevertheless, folks, when we come back, we're going to start reviewing the Sauvignon Blanc from Kim Crawford, and I'm most likely going to be murdered here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care. But your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. Because I'm daring, because I'm bold, because I'm stupid, we are reviewing the 2016 Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc, which happens to be the Triple B's favorite wine. So, we always start off by reading the back of the bottle, even though the bottle's in the refrigerator. Nevertheless, I will get the bottle. Vamp.
Charlie, could you help our guy out? Can you have the bottle ready and pre-placed for him to read? Charlie, you got one damn job to do, and you're failing.
Thank you. I've been asking you to get on Charlie for a while now. On the back of the bottle, it says, Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc dazzles with aromas of intense tropical fruit and fresh-cut grass notes.
Fresh-cut?
Yeah.
Which means I'm going to sneeze?
I don't know. That makes me nervous.
The palate bursts with passion fruit, citrus, and ripe stone fruit flavors. It's a fruit. I don't know. I've heard of the name, but I have no idea what it smells like. So,
okay.
We proudly craft this exuberant Sauvignon Blanc. Delicious with fresh seafood, goat cheese salad, or on its own. Hmm. Wonder if it's good with French lentils. I don't
know. Or what was that, dry-aged sirloin?
Right, sort of like, a lot of that's going around.
Kim Crawford has found it. Kroger, Giant Eagle, everywhere.
Everywhere.
And
your local bait shop, it's anywhere.
Usually around $16.99. Yeah. Sometimes they mark it up to like $19.99.
Wine.com has it for $14.99.
Yeah, and then you're going to also see it at restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've seen it at restaurants for like $40 a bottle.
It's pretty marked up at restaurants.
Yeah, and like a glass pour, I've seen go for $10.
But it is a premium product.
I love Kimmy. I love, love, love her, but I don't know that I'd pay $10 for a glass pour. That's crazy.
Okay. I've seen it at that price point.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I think it goes to name recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, good for a restaurant that can shame on them and good for them at the same damn time, but.
Mm-hmm. Something that you didn't point out is the Kim Crawford bottle is very similar to a Turley bottle.
Except for it has a screw top.
Well, shame.
Still, it's very similar. It's not a traditional wine shape.
Okay.
It's not.
No, but it is atypical of many New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs.
Yeah.
The better ones.
Are you going to tell us about the geographical area that it comes from?
This comes from New Zealand. Marlboro, specifically.
The Marlboro region.
I don't know much about Marlboro. I've never been there. There are sheep.
That's where they make a lot of Sauvignon.
New Zealand is known for Sauvignon Blanc. They also make some Pinot. Pinot Noir, as it is. After that, there's some various other things that are... Maybe.
Do they make Rieslings there or no?
They might. I don't know. But they're very limited. Colder climate is basically
what
we're
talking
about.
And what is this... comparables are like Cloudy Bay, Oyster Bay.
Well, Cloudy Bay is another $12-$14, so it's around $30. Comparables, yeah, Cloudy Bay, on a future episode, Brancott. We've had it. But a lot of they're either less expensive or more expensive.
Mm.
So really, this is kind of that niche that kind of falls in there. There are some that are similarly priced to this, but Giessen is another one. But those are closer to $10 than they are $20. So this kind of fits in that mid-range. I think that's one reason why it sells so much.
Yeah.
It's right in that, I would call it the worldwide Kendall Jackson Chardonnay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. KJ, big seller. This and Sauvignon Blanc is the Kendall Jackson Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Well, and I've...
But it's Sauvignon Blanc, so that means it's automatically better.
Charlie's taking, I think, an opiate-induced nap, so I've done the research. Apparently,
wake up from it.
Is alive, apparently. At least I didn't find anything. Oh. There are some death notices. One for a Kim Crawford in Sydney, New South Wales.
That's kind of morbid.
An obituary for Kim M. Crawford from Grand Portage, Michigan.
Why are you checking the obituaries in a wine program?
I'm not. I just Googled, is Kim Crawford dead? And is Kim Crawford winemaker dead? There's Kim Crawford, a Wikia page. Disney's kicking it. Kim Crawford kicking it. Wiki fandom powered by Wiki.
You're getting into a dirty area there. Don't click
on there's
those.
That.
I mean,
but then there's also 21-year-old Bronx mom Kim Crawford charged with murder after 5-year-old Jamar Johnson dies from beating she gave him for breaking the TV.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
So
on the
show. I think your girl, your fine, New Zealand winemaker is still kicking it.
Is that the happiest thing? The little kid gets beaten to death, and you come up with well, she's still alive, folks.
I'll find out for sure.
Well, folks, I'm here to drink wine and tell you about wine. So, Kim Crawford, if you're alive out there, email us.
Oh, do you know who owns Kim Crawford?
The Illuminati.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Constellation Brands.
Yes,
the Illuminati. You know what else Constellation owns?
Everything.
Robert Mondavi, Naomi, The Prisoner, Corona, Negra Modelo, Pacifico.
Oh my! There's a
19 crimes.
The triple B is not happy.
Mark one.
I didn't do it. Okay,
I feel like you created that Wikipedia page for me to find.
It took a lot of work. It's that's a lot harder.
That is so freaking awesome.
I even hacked
into
the Constellation's website and put their credentials on there. So in the glass, folks, once again, nice, clear, crystal clear.
Yeah, beauty.
A slight green tinge, but mm-hmm. that's not a problem. We've seen that on other wines, quite frankly. The Averinos, a lot of those have that little bit of a tinge.
Not on the show, but other wines we've consumed.
This is a really, really light straw. I don't know what color straw is correct. Really, really light.
But that's what it's atypical of Sauvignon Blanc appearance.
Typical or atypical?
Either one.
Oh my God.
Typical.
The norm. Not unusual.
It's the standard.
Mine's
a little cloudy, though, in the glass.
I think it's condensation. It stinks that he's going to make that joke for every white.
I think he's just going to make that joke ad nauseum.
Hey, Scott, why don't you call it hearts again? We'll get to that story after bed.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Woo!
Anyway. Smell it. It smells amazing.
On the nose, folks, it's a very...
Grapefruit.
Well, there's grapefruit. Sweet tarts. It's candied. It's a slight candied nose.
I don't smell that.
Smarties. That's what I would say. It doesn't quite get to...
That's like a pure unadulterated sugar. We need to find another reference.
Well, what's that?
Why do you sweet tart? I don't know what you're... Just the sweetness? I know what sweet tarts
I smell some
are.
Lemon.
100%.
Yeah.
No, it's... The chalky...
I don't smell anything chalky.
Sweet, it's there.
I do get a sweet nose. I don't think of sweet tarts or...
I could maybe be swayed to say waxy, but I could not say chalky.
Oh, it's not waxy.
There's something there with the fruit, with the lemon. Grassy?
Yeah,
earthy?
Grass.
A little.
There is a definite herbaceous tinge, but you have to really draw the air in.
You have to kind of have your mindset to find it.
Oh, yeah. It's deep back in there, but it is a slight horsiness, which
But
I
a
like.
Pleasant herb. It's not a sharp, it's, striking herb. It's
when you have something like that, it's just as another dimension that that says, hello, I should be taken seriously.
I also think it smells like summertime. Like you have your fruity 100%. Smells. So 100%. Then when you smell your grass, it's like it just adds to that.
So I said herbaceous. I'm thinking flowery now that I think about it.
Maybe. Oh, Rob's already started drinking.
Yeah. I think that's so he doesn't say any other smart alcoholic comment that he's only half intending to mean. It has a nose that says, come drink me.
It's a little bit of a waxy mouthfeel. Well, maybe waxy is not the right word. Maybe oily? Oily mouthfeel?
Yeah, there's something distinct when it hits your tongue. What is it? It's odd. It hits.
It has a bracing amount of acidity, which it should. As a Sauvignon Blanc.
So my first mouthfeel, it hit and I let it coat my tongue, but at a lingering physical sensation where it first struck my tongue.
Yeah. It almost feels like almost like a carbonation. That's how acidic it is to me.
It should be.
I'm just saying it. You notice it. You can feel it on your tongue.
The pink grapefruit banner is just waving wildly. It does have some herbaceous notes. It is intensely acidic, which it should be, but also this is a very young wine that is very acidic. Where is the shellfish? That's what I want to know, because that's what this wants.
Yeah, 100%.
Where is any kind of fish?
But
needs food.
Yeah, and a fatty food, maybe even with like a sauce.
I mean, I would be worried about that because of this. Oh, boy.
Not fatty like meat fat, but like a fatty shellfish.
Yeah, anything to, I mean, it just needs something to really pair with it because it is quite rich for a Sauvignon Blanc. It's intense. It gets toward. Now you say oily. It's just body. It has body to it. It's close to being medium bodied as a Sauvignon Blanc, for Christ's sake. Even though it's that acidic.
I think what I'm getting is that initial mouthfeel is that almost carbonation-y acidicness, and it centers on where it hits my tongue.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what I'm getting that you were talking about is what is that? Is that oily? Is it waxy? It's not. It's just
a beefy. Heavy.
Maybe a little like.
I feel a little bit of oiliness, like more like in my cheeks. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, I get it. But there is a coating of the tongue that's going on that's just south of glycerin. There's a coating of the tongue going on, but it's very light.
Well, in theory, a Sauvignon Blanc shouldn't. However, I think it's it has such big bodied that the acidity can't catch up in time, so it comes across that way.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it has an oily mouth feel or anything like that simply because, typically, Sauvignon Blancs don't.
Yeah, there's definitely a coating of the tongue going on as an oily mouthfeel would be. It's just not an oily mouthfeel.
Yeah, I mean, one would say, well, that almost, if you were blind tasting, even though I'm not saying it has an oily mouthfeel because it can't, it's a Sauvignon Blanc. It just does, right? But if I was blinded, I would say it's Petite Mansing. That's what it tastes like. But Petite Mansings have an oily mouthfeel.
I've only had that maybe twice.
You've had it once.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you've had Albarino, and that's a cousin of Petite Mansing. But and the Petite Mansing you had was from North Carolina.
That's so, what I was thinking.
So it was an actual good Petite Mansing. Go figure.
A good domestic East Coast white wine.
It tastes like Petite Mansing, which I thought was amazing. It was $27 a bottle, but still, I bought one. I'd buy it again. Yeah, that's the only way to buy from them. But yeah, they did. I think it was Overlook. Is that who it was? Overlook Vineyards. If you're down there, folks, North Carolina, Overlook Vineyards, you make a badass Petite Mansing, folks. Cheerio and tip of the cap. But this, it is an unusual thing. It's so I did not because in previous
vintages
it didn't come across this way. It didn't have that weightiness. It was more of a dancer.
Yeah, this is you know on the scale of big. I'm going to kick you in the teeth and delicate. It's on the delicate side, but it's not a delicate wine. It's as it should be, but it's got. It's got some guts.
My curiosity would be, because the 15 got a 90. My curiosity is, what will the 16 get? Because, I mean, that is such an unusual mouthfeel. So, you know, I like it. But it's just not what I expected. Oh, by the way.
100%.
On the nose now, sweet pineapple.
Oh.
Just caught that.
Maybe that's the sweetness you got earlier, because I did not get anything like sweet tarts.
I still match it up with sweet tarts.
My acidity is also half of what it was when I first started drinking it.
It's opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Now starting to get a little bit lighter on the palate, a little more zing. Starting to lengthen out a little bit. Starting to remind you more of a Sauv Blanc.
Mm-hmm. So the people listening can't see us, but you did not decant this wine.
You don't decant white wines.
Why is that?
Because they're white wines.
You just typically don't to open them up. But
they don't require that kind of breathing process. Now, some big Burgundy stuff like that, you probably should. But I'm not sure how you do that to keep them chilled. I'm not saying that.
So there wouldn't be a situation where you would put the decanter in the fridge. I've never seen it. I'm just asking.
Once again, if anybody knows out there, please write in. But
I'm sure
I've never actually drank an old white wine intentionally. Yeah. I mean, I have some old German Rieslings in there, but
have some wine from our wedding still.
But
white wines also tend to not have as much sediment as reds do. So there's that as well. And the Rene Barbiere, the old stuff we've got from our wedding, people are still drinking that, Scott. Did you know that? Becky's been taking that to Bachelor Night, and they've been loving it.
Bachelor Night, Book Club.
2011.
It's still good.
$5.99 wine. White. I think it tastes a bit of sherry.
It doesn't even have a brand on it, like a type on it. It just says white wine. It doesn't even say...
Non-vintage.
Yeah, no vintage.
But I think it tastes a little bit like a Fino sherry at this point, but whatever. You know, it's like,
every time I take it, people go nuts over it. And I'm like, and I always consider where you're at. Guess how much this cost? And it's always close to 20. I'm like, no.
Guess what year this is from.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. What year did you say? You're right, too. It's funny.
Just say... Add 2 + 2, because you might not get the answer you think.
Yeah. Anyways, back to this wine.
Oh, yes. Back to this wine.
I just want to say, this is slightly unusual.
Hold on a second. The floor recognizes the unlicensed taxi driver. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you.
I'm going to start doing that more and more.
Mr. Comey, can you please direct your attention to the moment?
The president's an asshole. That's what he said. That's what I heard.
He never cursed.
And he had a romantic dinner for me, and I was like, President, I'm married. Then he wanted to be alone with me.
What kind of cowardly bad guy.
I don't know.
Cowardly bad guy.
Yeah.
This wine.
Yeah.
Unusual, maybe a little unexpected. Acidity aside, it's really interesting. I like it.
It is interesting. It's certainly something that I would drink again.
Yes.
I mean, I would love to drink it again. Especially when you consider the Chardonnays. I mean, think of KJ Chardonnay. Which would you rather have, this or KJ?
So, Food Pairings.
I'm going to drink this.
I'm reading a review off of 67 Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And they recommend this with steamed clams or mussels. Wouldn't that be so good with mussels?
Yes. A nice little fatty little shellfish. Mm-hmm. Oysters.
Oysters, yep.
I think this would be phenomenal with just oysters, the salty oysters on a shell. Yeah. And just
and a word they use to describe it is zesty.
I get that. I think it's a little generic.
Fajitas are zesty.
Yeah, I think it's a generic term, but I think it. Usually, when I think of zesty, I think it's spicy, and this isn't spicy,
but
zesty in that it's acidic.
Yeah.
And so I could see the acidity of this wine being described as a zesty acidity, but I would want it, the acidity to follow zesty, if that's what I was really saying.
Look at my wine glass where I've been drinking.
All right.
Look, what's this?
Legs. All wine has legs.
I think she's suggesting that it's oily because it's gathering on the side of the glass.
Well, that would be... No, that's the alcohol. You're separating that out. But it's not oily.
Okay.
Now, what I want you to do is watch my finger. Watch my hand spin around. Isn't that pretty cool? I mean, what other tricks do you want to play tonight?
I almost had one come out my nose. Oh, can my you imagine God. How painful this would be to come out your
Why
nose?
Why weren't we Facebook live?
Let's not forget to exhale. All right. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and tonight we have the most important, magnificent potpourri tonight. We'll be right back. Tonight's potpourri, before we get to that, we need to admit and acknowledge one thing. Kim Crawford is, in fact, not a woman. He's a man. And he's married to Erica. For some reason, I think we always assumed he was a woman, simply because you get those preconceived notion, you hear the name Kim, even though there's many men out there with the name Kim. You assume it was a woman, nevertheless. Also, Sauvignon Blanc producer, New Zealand, there's some sort of mystique about, you know, feminist, right. You know, power, look what she did. And that's all just a lie that we've made up in our minds. So, Arrow.
I know. And I'm wondering how that changes my love for her slash him.
Well, his wife probably, I mean, you know.
Well, now the Illuminati owns Kim Crawford.
Yeah, I know. So it's Dexter in some boardroom somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why I named him Dexter, but, yeah. You know.
Right. Serial killers.
I know. It's the same people that made Naomi.
Right.
Oh, no. They're gonna double case production.
My mind is blown.
I think there's been a couple purchases since then because they sold the Vincom of Canada, actually.
Oh, that makes much better.
They sold the Vincom of Canada and then Constellation bought them. So they were like small Illuminati, now big Illuminati.
So admission number two.
Mm-hmm.
Until tonight, doing this little bit of research here where we discovered that Kim Crawford is male, Kim Crawford.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mentally, I always thought of Kim Crawford as Cindy Crawford, the former actress, model, Richard Gere. I don't know why. Hmm. I don't know why. It's not like I even have this thing for Cindy Crawford. I don't, obviously, because I confused her for
obviously
Kim Crawford.
Because if you did, she'd be with you right now? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, no.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Because then Christina wouldn't be so interested in me.
Who's Christina?
Turley.
Oh.
When someone files court papers against you, that doesn't mean they're interested in you.
That's just...
Have you all talked on Twitter lately?
Not to Christina.
Oh, not to Christina?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that you'll be hearing from her through a person called a process server. Or...
Again?
You'll think it's a courier,
private investigator that might rough you up.
I do have to go to the post office and sign for a package tomorrow.
Or deliver a message to you.
Can you get served at the post office or do they come to your house?
What? Certified mail? If you go and sign for it there, I suppose you could.
Yeah, he said he's going to the post office tomorrow and pick something up that he has to sign for.
Well, you know.
That'll be next week's potpourri.
It'll probably be ticking. Turley, boom. Leave me alone.
So what's the thing that you love just because?
What? Oh, see, they don't know about that. Scott's just doing confessions. He's confessing.
True confessions.
Oh, things I love just because? You mean in wine?
Mm-hmm. Or anything.
Well, no, we're talking about wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, a lot of the things
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Zinfandel. Mm. Just because.
No, you love it because you like the way it tastes.
Just because.
But you didn't start buying it before you tasted it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
100%.
What kind of wine drinker were you before the wine vault? Pinot?
I always loved Zins, but the more I've become exposed to them, the more I really appreciate the variety in the grape, particularly, you know, the Californian. I'd love to find out more about it. I love the history of it, and I want to learn more of that and take it back to its grassroots, and I want to find Eastern Europe. European Primitivo that I love beyond Italy.
From Czechoslovakia.
I want to find it.
What did you buy the most of before Wine Vault?
We had been on that Primitivo bottle from Trader Joe's for a good while. Without question, I purchased and drank more of that particular bottle than anything else in the last 5 years since we started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rob ruined my life and exposed me to Turley.
No, you bastard ruined your own
child.
Life. You ruined your
but
own life.
That's it, just because Zinfandel.
Hmm. Okay.
What about you, Rob?
For me, well, when I was a young lad and I started buying wine, I didn't taste it. I just was buying it because of reviews or whatever. And like Numanthia.
Mm.
I didn't try Numanthia and say I love it and then start buying it. I just started buying it because I thought I should love it. A lot of the wines I have, the older stuff, are like that. I didn't try Chateau Saint-Jean Cinque-Sapage before I drank it. There's no opportunity to even try it because it was so rare. So that's one thing. I used to just buy on site, you know. Oh, that got a great review. I'm going to buy it. Where anymore, I mean, occasionally, I mean, sometimes we'll do that because we just, you don't have an opportunity. Like the Louis Martini Alexander Valley Cabernet. We're not going to... I mean, they don't have Dixie Cups that out. That's kind of the thing. There isn't that avenue for the general public to really try that much anymore. I mean, there's a tasting here or there, but even then...
Not of the big stuff. Not of stuff you'd really want to sell.
No, it's just a regular plunk stuff.
And sometimes they're pretty pretty cost prohibitive.
They are. Well, and so to some degree, you know, I'm trying to build a cellar, mm-hmm. and I'm relying on the wine guy's knowledge to say, mm-hmm. what about this, what about that? But I'm buying them basically untasted. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's tasted some of them, but
right.
it's rep and also the reviewers mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. I've come to respect.
Right. Well,
even like the wine dinners, like the some of them are kind of silly because it's, first of all, your normal person wouldn't feel comfortable in that setting. Second of all, they're kind of randos. I mean, even like Michael Mondavi's wife, whatever her name is, her stuff,
yeah,
which is kind of, it's kind of goofy. That stuff is not readily available. It's not really even carried by many distributors, and it's not particularly popular. I'm sure it's great, but it's not something you're going to collect because nobody's ever heard of it. And it's so expensive that the average person isn't going
to
buy it.
And the average person isn't going to go to a $70 a head wine dinner on a Tuesday night.
They might go to a wine guy and they get the four-flight tasting of the stuff that isn't particularly good either yeah. and serve warm. So it's kind of hard to really do that. I was reading an article. I think it was a few years ago. And they were talking about ways to stock your cellar. Now, for some reason, this bozo was talking about Bordeaux, which is kind of a, you've got to be...
Eye roll, yeah.
Well, come on, dude. Really? And he goes, well, if you're young, you buy futures. True. And if you're old, you don't. Yeah. And way to go, smart guy. You'll be dead before you can drink it. Yeah. He didn't write it that way, but that's what he was saying. And he was going, well, there's so many opportunities to taste wine, this and that. There's no fucking opportunities to taste first growth Bordeaux, you jack off.
Yeah.
Where the hell are you going to find Premier Cru? Oh, yeah. Oh, Haut Brion. They have an Haut Brion tasting. They don't have those. They don't. I mean, not around here. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know where he lives. Eden, perhaps?
Not even
New York City, they don't. I mean, auction houses. Because these are tastings at auction houses. What fucking auction house?
Yeah, right.
There's flea markets.
Yeah, I was going to say that house on the street that they're going to bulldoze that auction.
Like, they don't exist to you or I or people listening.
But I think in wine country, in California, I think you've got opportunities for some of these tastings.
Well, sure you do.
There's much more opportunity.
People don't live in wine country.
Yeah, we live in the Midwest.
You just don't. You just don't have that opportunity. And the people, I mean, those opportunities shouldn't just be limited there. I mean, there should be some sort of opportunity.
Yeah.
But back to the topic. To the topic. Just because is you sort of build a cellar.
Based upon...
Just because.
Woohoo! Reading The Wine Speculator and stuff like that. That's kind of why. That's kind of my thing. So, on to Triple B.
Just because. What?
I don't know what it would be wine.
Kimmy Crawford, just because?
No, I genuinely like the taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
Turley Old Vine, just because?
I love the taste of it.
You didn't love the 14.
Bomb. No, I loved this past weekend.
Oh.
The wine guy.
The floor recognizes Triple B.
The wine guy. What's Debbie's name?
Princess.
Princess, yeah. And
or Debbie.
Debbie. And then Scott and I, we had the 2012 and the 2014 Old Vines in. And
from Turley.
From Turley.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a glass of the 14 first.
Oh, by the way, the chair would like to make known that going from four, we do have 13, so we do have what's called a vertical. Matter of fact, we have 12 to 15. However, for those that don't that have mullets, we went from the 12 to the 14 because that's what we felt like doing. The Triple B can continue, please.
Anyways, so the 14 was not that great. The flavors that you're looking for in a Turley, it just wasn't there. It tasted like a normal Zin, not a Turley Zin. But then when you try the 12, it blows your mind because it's peppery, it's jammy, it's wonderful.
It was different. It was just
Were two different wines.
But 10 times more powerful flavor.
Well, that wine, though, in itself, the way it's made, is inherently, it's going to be different from vintage to vintage. It just is, just the way they do
just
it.
Just the way they do what they do.
It's almost like they're auditioned. It's Turley audition is that wine.
Yeah, the old vine is... Who knows how many sources from within their capabilities do they have? But you know one thing for sure. It's going to be artisanally put together from old vine.
Yep.
Similar to the Temptations Inn.
Not exactly.
No. And by the way, I've been listening to that episode. I like that.
It's fun.
It's
fun.
Especially when you went and gave a personal lesson.
I personally loved your restaurant. Bible lessons.
My Bible lessons? You did? I should teach you Sunday school, don't you think?
Sure.
Oh, children's time. I could do that.
Speaking of children's time, I'm so excited to tell this story.
Oh, this is good. This happened in church. I was in the church, folks. And just for the record, the chair would like to notify everyone, the church did not burn down.
So, I'm a pretty regular churchgoer. I like to go to Sunday school. I like to go to church. I like my family to go. So, the boys love, Henry especially really loves church. So, we are there on Sunday. It's children's ministry. Henry goes up, is so tickled to go up. The lady that's doing children's ministry is telling a story. I don't even know about what, about someone named Scott.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Henry is walking down. We're late.
Even at your guys' church, I didn't get abused. This is not going
to
go
well.
I think
that Henry and I had been in the bathroom, so we're like walking up late to children's ministry. And I think William had come in. Anyways, we're walking up late to children's ministry. Henry looks up at me and says, "Mom, I know Scott. He's on the wine vault." In right. The middle of children's ministry.
Mm-hmm. Our son has he takes the chairs in the back porch, he stacks them up, puts a plastic swimming pool over it, and he calls that the wine vault. I don't know why. I'm not sure what that is. He's our biggest fan. He's four, but... Daddy, I like wine. We're in the middle of Myers. Be quiet. You don't like wine. No, I like wine. No, you do not like wine. If I argue with you, you're going to keep saying it louder.
It was amazing.
People looking at me like, what the fuck is that?
Well, he always look at you and say that.
You're going to find your mother, child. So,
and for the record, I'm trying to propagate a nickname for my wife. It's Princess Deb Grandma Supreme, but the grandkids, they don't use it.
It's too much.
I'm sorry the floor did not recognize your last comment.
Cowardly. Cowardly bad guy.
No, you have not been given the floor. I'm sorry. Order. Okay. So, folks, that kind of is a potpourri that we just kind of flew through there.
Just because.
Yes. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to do the duty and give the Kim Crawford a numerical score. Be right back on the one. So, folks, we're back. We are going to review the 2016 Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc from Marlborough in New Zealand.
New Zealand.
We're going to start off.
Home of rugby.
With.
Lamb.
Me.
Oh!
I'm going to be the first one to review it tonight. I'm breaking the trend. Just this one time.
Well.
Folks, I taste this, and I love the mouthfeel, really. It's bordering on medium-bodied. I love the nose. The nose is bright, and it's explosive, and it's all there. On the palate, it's one of the fuller, richer Sauvignon Blancs you're going to find. The New Zealand style, the big pink grapefruit and the really bracing acidity, isn't necessarily my favorite iteration of Sauvignon Blanc. I'm more Cali, honestly. But I do appreciate this Sauvignon Blanc. There is a lot to be had at $14.99, and when I think about some of the Chardonnays we've had, you know, I put this right there with the Morning Fog in the enjoyment category. The Wente, not the KJ. It's better than the KJ, top to bottom. So, in my score, I think this deserves an 88, and I would recommend it.
Wow.
On to El Scoot.
I'm right there with you. 88. I think the biggest thing I want to add to this, normally when I drink white wine, I don't think about what I'm going to pair it with food because I just don't.
It needs food, though, doesn't it?
This is a wine that deserves food. This is a wine that will hold up to, I think, multiple things. I think
yes.
The seafood is obvious.
Whole fish.
with the skin on, fish. So it's going to be, yeah. You're going to have that fatty goodness.
Yes.
But, you know, steak, no.
Steak?
No, it's what's not that. I'm just saying, it's this isn't, yeah, this yeah. isn't, but.
Lucky Charms, no.
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 But.
I mean, maybe.
Stromboli.
If you're having a rough night, sure.
But no. A big, nice Flintstone roast vitamins? Chicken with the nice. Yes.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, I do.
Chicken.
I do.
Chicken or cold
the chicken's too acidic.
Ooh. Like a roasted chicken that you're. Have, pre-sliced and you're gonna eat
folks,
it cold.
Folks, no, do chicken false. With this one.
Yes, I think it would be delicious.
Cold chicken, a cold chicken salad.
Chicken is for Chardonnay.
Oh my God! Step
you
out of the.
You don't want the acidity with the chicken. You're not gonna like it.
Floor's not recognize you.
You
please wait
not,
your turn.
You are not the chairman.
What? I don't know how to say the word, but whatever that tuna salad is that you eat.
Stockist.
With it starts. It's like tuna with
tartar.
N I c o I s e.
Oh, Nichua salad.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Why not?
Where it's like the sushi grade.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Like that kind of tuna, like fancy.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Could be.
I just really enjoy this. Highly recommend it. Price point or no price point. I think this is a wine that you popped it up $10 and if it was $25, I would find this
well,
still
think
interesting.
I think it's still
worth
solid,
the value.
No matter what they're charging for it at that given time. It's anywhere from $14.99 up to $18.99 or $19.99.
And I think
it's a really
good quality to price ratio in this one.
Oh, it's very solid. You're not going to get beat no matter what you're paying for it, really. And they have a single vineyard Sauvignon Blanc in the low 20s, and that's the next thing I'm looking for.
Yep, can't wait to try that.
Yeah, because that should be fun. I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
I've never had a single vineyard. Sauvignon Blanc I can think of. So that's interesting. So, on the Triple B.
I am going to give it just a slightly higher score, an 89.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like for us to do this versus the 2015 sometime. Because as I remember the 2015, the acidity is more leveled out. Like, it's still there, but it's not as abrasive.
It's refreshing.
I don't know if that's the right word.
That is a refreshing wine, though.
Yeah. But I love this wine. It's would be something that I would take to someone's house. If anyone, I've had several friends ask me for a white wine recommendation. I always, always recommend this. And I like that you can find it everywhere. You're not going to have to search for this. You can find it Kroger, Giant Eagle, and at your nice restaurants, they have it. So I just really love it. It can't go wrong.
For
so,
a big producer, the Illuminati.
Right.
Attaboy, as it was. Mm-hmm. We were making female references earlier, but turns out Kim Crawford's not associated with Kim Crawford anymore, so
yeah.
It doesn't matter that we botched that.
I know. We'll have to try Love Block.
Love Block.
It's a weird name, but whatever.
It's like Love Tunnel or something like that.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird that you can't sell your own name anymore, that you've like sold your name. That's weird, right?
Watch what you name yourself.
My winery is going to be called Love Tunnel. I just like that. That just sounds bad.
No, I was going to say, I feel like your winery needs an explicit rating.
Love Tunnel.
Anyways.
Yes, folks.
My God.
With Victorian women on the label.
I was going to say, come into the Love Tunnel, but...
My God.
You did. Actually, you did
I just
say that.
Did say that. So, folks, with that, Billy,
well, I'm kind of proud of him.
Yeah.
He didn't. Other than this last Love Tunnel bullshit,
what
he did,
right.
He served himself well.
Coming
he
to
did,
the Love Tunnel,
he really did keep it together. Especially knowing how much I love this wine,
I think there was some subtle mockery when he was describing the nose. He said, "That's a nose says that you want to drink it." I think there was some mockery there.
What did you just say?
Just mocking what you said when you were mocking the
wine. I think you're still thinking about the Love Tunnel. So, with that, folks,
God.
For the Triple B, for the unlicensed taxi driver, for the dumbass.
Are you saying goodnight for us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Good night.
No, I didn't ask you to say goodnight. I am Rob the Wine Guy, and I will bid you adieu here on the Wine Farm. Good night.